कृष्ण भक्ति रस सुर श्री भागवत হইতে পরম মত তাতে বেদ শাস্ত্র হইতে পরম মত চারি বেদ উপনিষদে যত কিছু হইও চারি ব্যাস করিল সংশয় তার অর্থ লয় ব্যাস করিল সংশয় যেই সূত্রে যেই বিষয় বচন নিবন্ধন ভাগবতে জীবের নিস্তার লাগি সূত্র কইল ব্যাস শুনলে হয়ে সর্বনাশ যাও ভাগবত পড়ো বৈষ্ণবীর পানি আশ্রয় করো চৈতন্য চরণী একান্ত আশ্রয় করো ভাগবত চিনা মানে সে যাবন আজে জন্মে জন্মে প্রভু জম আরো হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে বাসুদেবায় ওম নমো ভগবতি বাসুদেবায় ওম নমো ভগবতি বাসুদেবায় শ্রীমদ্ভাগবত নাইন্থ ক্যান্টো চ্যাপ্টার 21 টেক্সট 1 শ্রী শুক উবাচ বিতথস্য সুতা মন্যো বৃহৎক্ষেত্র জয়স্ততঃ महावीर्यो नरो गर्ग संकृतिस्तु नरात्मज श्रीशुक उवाच विदथस्य सुदान्मान्यो बृहत्क्षत्रोदयस्ततः महावीर्यो नरो गर्ग संकृतिस्तु नरात्मज सुखदेव को स्वामी सेठ बिकॉज भरद्वाज वॉज डिलीवर्ड बाय द मरुत डेमिंगर्स ही वॉज नोन एज वितत्थ द सन ऑफ वितत्थ वॉज मन्यु एंड फ्रॉम मन्यु केम फाइव सन्स बृहत्क्षेत्र जय महावीर्य नर एंड गर्ग ऑफ दिस फाइव द वन नोन एज नर हैड ए सन नेम्ड संकृति टेक्स्ट टू गुरुश्चरन्ति देवश्च संकृते पाण्डुनन्दन रन्ति देवस्य महिमा यहा मूत्र च गीयते ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद ओ महाराज परीक्षित डिसेंडेंट ऑफ पाण्डु संकृति हैड टू सन्स नेम्ड गुरु एंड रन्ति देव Rantideva is famous in both this world and the next, for he is glorified not only in human society but also society of demigods. Paravarti shloka Viyad vittasya dadato labdham labdham bubhukshato niskinchanasya dhirasya सकुटुंबस्य सीदतः व्यतीयुर अष्टचत्वारिंशत् अहान्य पीबत कील ग्रूतपायस संजावं तोयं प्रातरुपस्थितं कृत्स्र प्राप्तो कुटुंबस्य कृत्रुडाभ्यं जात बेपथ्यो अतिर्थि ब्राह्मण काले भुक्तु कामस्य चागम ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद रंतिदेव नेवर एंड्योर टू अर्न एनीथिंग ही वुड एंजॉय व्हाट एवर ही गॉट बाय द अरेंजमेंट ऑफ प्रोविडेंस But when guests came, he would give them everything. Thus he underwent considerable suffering along with the members of his family. Indeed, he and his family members shivered for want of food and water, yet Rantideva always remained sober. Once after fasting for 48 days, in the morning Rantideva received some water and some foodstuffs made with milk and ghee, but when he and his family were about to eat, a Brahman guest arrived. Text 6. Tasmai samvyabhajatso annam adrutya sadhayanitto harin sarvatra sampasyan स भुक्त्वा प्रजजौ द्विजः ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद बिकॉज रंतिदेव परसीव्ड द प्रेजेंस ऑफ द सुप्रीम गॉडहेड एवरीवेयर एंड इन एवरी लिविंग एंटिटी ही रिसीव्ड द गेस्ट विद फेथ एंड रेस्पेक्ट एंड गेव हिम ए शेयर ऑफ द फूड द ब्राह्मण गेस्ट ate his seyar and then went away. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Because the Supreme Lord is present, every living being must be God. Not did he distinguish between one living being and another. Perceived the presence of the Lord both in Brahmana and in Chandala. This is the true vision of equality, as confirmed by Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gabihastini suni chaiva supake cha pandita samadarsina. The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned and gentle brahmana, a cow, an elephant, dog, and dog eater, chanda. A pandita or learned person perceives the presence of Supreme Person Godhead, every living being. Therefore, although it has now become fashionable to give preference to the so-called Daridra Narayana or poor Narayana, Ranti Deva had no reason to give preference to any one person. The idea that because Narayana is present in the heart of one who is Daridra or a poor man should be called Daridra Narayana is a wrong conception. By such logic, because the Lord is present within the hearts of dogs and hogs, the dogs and hogs will also be Narayana. One should not mistakenly think that Ranti Deva subscribed to this view. Rather, he saw everyone as part of Supreme Personal Godhead, Hari Samandhi Vastuma. It is not that everyone is the Supreme Godhead. Such a theory, which is propounded by Mayavad philosophy, is always misleading, and Ranti Deva would never have accepted it. Ranti Deva perceived the presence of Supreme Godhead in every living being. That means Ranti Deva is completely Krishna conscious. What is complete Krishna consciousness? Golok Vrindavan, tell. Jamang pasyati sarvatra, sarvamchamai pasyati, tasyam na pranasyami satrame na pranasyati. This is complete Krishna consciousness. One who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, he is not out of my sight, I am not out of his sight. Krishna says, what is complete Krishna consciousness? One who sees Krishna everywhere, sees everything in Krishna, he is complete Krishna conscious. That is complete Krishna consciousness. So, to see Krishna everywhere, and see Krishna in every living entity, that doesn't mean every living entity is Krishna, or God, or Lord. You are in the house. Do you think you are house? You become the house? No. You are in the house. That doesn't mean that you are house or you become the house. House is you. This misconception, wrong philosophy, Mahabad philosophy. Mahabadis, their philosophy is this, that is misconception, the wrong philosophy. He never thought that because the Supreme Lord is present in every living being, the living being must be God. How can one develop equal vision? Nor did he distinguish between one living being and another. He perceived the presence of the Lord both in Brahmana and in the Chandala. This is true vision of equality, as is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Now, how can one develop equal vision? How? Are Baba. One who sees the presence of the Lord in every living entity or everywhere, he develops equal vision. He never sees the outward body. One who has developed equal vision, he never sees the outer body. He sees Paramatma, Super Soul, Bhagavan in the form of Super Soul Paramatma is there. He sees only Paramatma. He never sees the outer body. That is equal vision. Unless one sees Paramatma everywhere, how can he develop equal vision? Who sees outer body, then that is not equal vision. Body is deeper. One has dog body, one has hog body, one has human body, one has bird's body, or body of a tree or mountain, a worm or insect, body of chandal, body of brahmana, a different vision is not equal vision. Body differs. But in every body, Paramatma is there. One who can see Paramatma, he'll develop equal vision. Otherwise, nobody can develop equal vision. That is the equal vision. And Antideva developed equal vision. Antideva, such a complete Krishna conscious person. He is such a complete Krishna conscious person. He has developed complete Krishna consciousness. Tavar jangama dekhe na dekhe tar murti sarvatra hoi tar ishta deva spurti. That is said. Tavar jangama dekhe na dekhe tar murti sarvatra hoi tar ishta deva spurti. Who sees moving and non-moving entities, but never sees the outer body. Everywhere he sees his Ishta, his beloved Lord. He is complete Krishna conscious person, he is Mahatma. He is Mahatma, he is Mahabhagavata, he is Uttamadhikari. He is Uttamadhikari, do you understand? Sarva Bhuteshu Japasyed Bhagavata Bhavamatmana. Bhutani Bhagavatyatmanisa Bhagavatottamaha. You have that. Nadekhetar Murti, Sarvatra Huitar Ishta Deva Spurti, yes. Chaitanya Charitamrita.
The Mahabhagavat, the advanced devotee, certainly sees everything mobile and immobile. But he does not exactly see their forms.
Yes.
Rather, everywhere he immediately sees manifest the form of the Supreme Lord.
Supreme Lord. He is Mahabhagavata. 11th canto. Sarva Bhuteshu Japasyeta Bhagavata Bhavamatmana. Sarva Bhutani Bhagavatyatmanyesa Bhagavatottama.
A person advanced in devotional service sees within everything the soul of souls, supreme personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. Consequently, he always sees Krishna everywhere and in everything.
Everywhere and everything, yes. Sees Krishna everywhere and everything.
He is an Uttam Bhagavat.
Yes.
One on the topmost platform of devotional service.
Yes. Visrujati hudayam najasya sakhyadharir vasabhito pyadha.
He chants the holy name of the Supreme Lord, Hari, even unconsciously is freed from all sins. And Lord Hari grants liberation from sin to one who even unconsciously or neglectfully chants his holy name. The position of one who never abandons the shelter of his lotus feet must be considered highly exalted. Such a devotee can never give up the association of the Lord, nor can the Lord give up his association.
Because, yes?
Krishna himself dwells eternally within his heart. Such a great soul is known as a Mahabhagavata.
Mahabhagavata. Because he has bound up Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, pranaya rasanaya, the rope of love. He has bound up Krishna, the rope of love, in his heart. Krishna never leaves his heart. Krishna is there always in his heart, in such a Mahabhagavata, Premi Bhakta. Only he can see Krishna everywhere. Understand? So the premi bhakta, ima bhagavata, bhagavata uttama, only can see Supreme Lord Krishna everywhere and see everything in Krishna. Otherwise, one cannot see. Chaitanya Charitamrita also says the same thing. Bhakta ama premi bandhiyachi hrudaya vitare bhakta ama premi bandhiyachi hrudaya vitare jaha netro padeta dekho yama Bhaktama premi bandhiyachi hrudaya vitare jaha netro padeta dekho yama re. Krishna says that bhakta, that premi bhakta who has bound me in his heart with the rope of love, wherever he looks, he sees me. Jaha netra pade, taha dekho yama. Wherever he looks, he sees Krishna only. That is his vision. That the vision of a premi bhakta. He sees Krishna everywhere and sees everything in Krishna. Krishna samanda, relationship with Krishna. That is true vision of equality. Only such a person can develop vision of equality, a premi bhakta. Otherwise, everybody sees different thing. Different. No equal vision, Veda darsana. Everybody sees different. Yes. Only premi bhakta sees Krishna everywhere, everything in Krishna. He has equal vision. Shastra says this thing. So one who sees like that is Pandit. A Pandit, learned person, perceives the presence of the Supreme Godhead in everything, in every living being. You understand? A Pandit, a learned person, perceives the presence of the Supreme Personality Godhead in every living being. One who perceives, sees Lord everywhere, in every living being, he is Pandit. He is learned. That is real Pandit. Chanakya Pandit says also, who is Pandit? Matruvat paradaresu, paradrabhyesu lostravat, atmavat sarvabhutyesu japasyati, sa panditaha. Understand? Understand? You understand? Tell me, what do you understand? Say yes, yes, but I cannot say. Matruvat paradaresu, paradrabhyesu lostravat, atmavat sarvabhutyesu, japasyati sa panditaha. Chanakya Pandit says, who sees all the women as mother, except his wife. Understand? Who sees all women, except his wife, as mother? Yes, that is Pandita. Paradrabhyesu lostravat. Who sees others' property as insignificant pebble. You understand? Atmamata sarvabhutesu, who sees every living entity as himself, as I am. You understand? His soul. Understand? Ja pasyati sa pandita. One who sees is pandita. Understand? That is pandita. Yes. And Ramti Deva is such a pandit. He had developed such vision. Therefore, when a guest comes, he sees the presence of the Lord there in him. Therefore, he receives him with faith and respect and gives him the share of the food. Yes. That is Pandit. Who is Vidwan? Who is a learned person? Who is learned person? Who is Vidwan? Bolo. Golok Vrindavan, say. Bolo. That's an example. You gave example. But give the definition. What is that, perfect knowledge? What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? Bolo. Bhagavata, quote Bhagavata, Bhagavata says, 429, 51 verses, Savai priyastamasya atma, jato na bhayanganopi, iti veda savai vidvan, jo vidvan sa guru hari. 429, 51.
One who is engaged in devotional service has not the least fear in material existence.
Never fearful. Is never fearful in material existence. You are fearful. Then you are not learned person. Yes.
This is because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the super soul and friend of everyone.
Yes.
One who knows.
Yeah. Don't you know your friend? You don't know your friend, No? You know? Friend, your friend? Well wishing friend. Srihudam sarvabhutanam. Well wishing friend. Who is well wishing friend? Krishna is well wishing friend. Srihudam sarvabhutanam. Mahaprabhu is well wishing friend. Amabina bondhuar ke ache tomar. Is there any friend of yours but me? Mahaprabhu says. Mahaprabhu is our friend, well wishing friend. Krishna is our well wishing friend. He doesn't desert us. Do you understand? Such friend never deserts. Never deserts. He'll never desert you. He'll never kick you at all. He's well wishing. He's always with you. If your friend is always with you, why are you afraid, fearful? Parantapa, why are you fearful? If your friend is with you, why are you fearful? One who does no friend, he is fearful. Who is there to help me? I am afraid. No, my friend is always with me. Why will be afraid? He is really learned person. Krishna is our only friend. Mahaprabhu is our only friend. Well-wishing friend. And they never desert us. Mahaprabhu never deserts us. Krishna never deserts us. Always with you. In any condition. In conditional stage, he is with you as a Paramahaprabhu. Liberal stage, he is there. Always. One who knows, he is a learned person. He is never afraid of any situation. Do you understand? There is a story. One boy was there, very tender age boy, 3 year old, 4 year old boy, 5 year old boy, 5 year old. He had a mother, mother was very poor. Mother and son too. Nobody. He had no father. Only mother was there. father had already expired. Poor mother, one son, 5-year-old. So mother sent him to the school, go to the school, get education. Admitted him in a primary school. And the school was at a far place from their home. And they have no conveyance, poor men. The boy had to walk, cross a long way to go to school. So on the way, there was jungle. He had to cross the jungle. In jungle, there are ferocious animals. Tigers, lions, monkeys, bears, isn't it? The boy was very much fearful. Yes. Such a 5-year-old boy was very much fearful. So he said to his mother, how can I go? The jungle, so many fearful animals are there. I am very much afraid. Mother said, why are you afraid? Don't you know your friend is there? Understand? Say, yes, friend, my friend. Who is my friend? Gopal. Gopal, your friend. Why are you afraid? Your friend is always there. Gopal is your friend. When you feel fearfulness, immediately call your friend Gopal. Oh, my friend Gopal, please come. I am very much fearful. He'll immediately arrive. He'll ready to help you. Why are you afraid? Mother said, mother is Krishna conscious. Mother was Krishna. Mother should be like that. Yes. His real mother. Yes. Dhruva's mother, Suniti, real mother. Yes. 5-year-old Dhruva went and cried. Mother, why are you crying? Narayana is there. You get the mercy of Narayana. All your desires will be fulfilled. Why are you crying? It's real mother. One should be, mother should be Krishna conscious. Otherwise, how can she inculcate Krishna consciousness unto her child, son or daughter? That is real mother. Yes. Otherwise, don't be mother. You are a sea hog who produces hundreds of children who eat stool only. Isn't it? Who eat sukarisama. Sukarisama. They are sea hogs producing so many children, they all eat stool. No Krishna consciousness. One who produces a Vaishnava son is a real mother. Sajanani is a real mother. Yes. Cannot produce a Vaishnava son, you are not a mother. You are a sea hog. Produce such children. But are not devotees, non-devotees, demons, and eats stool only. So the mother of that child was Krishna conscious. Therefore, she advised her son, don't be afraid, your friend Gopal is there. Yes, you call Gopal. When you feel fearfulness, you immediately call Gopal. Gopal, my friend, where you are? I am afraid, please come and help me. You ready? Yes, you understand? That is Vidwan, you understand? Real learned. You read?
One who knows the secret is actually educated. And one thus educated can become the spiritual master of the whole world.
He'll be spiritual master of the whole world. Otherwise, how can one be spiritual master? Yes.
One who is actually bona fide spiritual master, representative of Krishna,
yes,
is not different from Krishna.
Yes. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 29th chapter, 51 verses. Savai priyatamascha atma jatana bhayanganopi idhi veda savai vidvan jo vidvan sa guru hari. Do you understand? Who is cultivating bhakti? Yes. Who is a devotee? is fixed. Fixed in the path of devotion, who has developed complete Krishna consciousness, she is not at all fearful any circumstances in this material existence. Yes. In this material existence, there is danger in every step, pade pade vipadam. Isn't it? Pade pade vipadam. Every step there is danger. But such a complete Krishna conscious person, a devotee, a Vaishnava, who is fixed in devotional service, he is not afraid of any situation. Narayana parasarve, na kutasana vibhyati, sargap varga narki swapi, tulyarthadarsina, sixth canto Bhagavatam says. Narayana parasarve, na kutasana vibhyati, sargap varga narki swapi, tulyarthadarsina. Those are Narayana para, those are fixed at the lotus feet of Narayana. They are never fearful of any situation. Do you understand? Sarga upavarga narakesu pitulyartha darsina. They see everything equal. They see hell and heaven. Heaven, hell, and upavarga, the Brahman platform, everything equal in their vision. Is it equal? Where is heaven? Where is hell? So much difference between hell and heaven difference, we say. How it is equal? Because they are Narayana para. They are fixed at the lotus feet of Narayana. They only see the lotus feet of Narayana everywhere. Understand? They may be in the heaven or may be in the hell. And maybe in Brahman platform, Apavarga. But they are fixed at the lotus feet of Narayana. They have developed such vision. They only see the lotus feet of Narayana. They see lotus feet of Narayana in heaven. They see lotus feet of Narayana in hell. Lotus feet of Narayana in Apavarga, Brahman platform. Therefore it is equal. They are never afraid of any situation. Only such a person is fearless. Who is complete Krishna conscious, who sees Krishna everywhere, who knows my friend is Krishna. He is always there within and without. He is in the heart as Paramatma. He is without everywhere also. He is a real learned person. Do you understand? The Bhagavan, Supreme Lord, is my friend. He is there in Paramatma in my heart. Those who know this, one who knows this secret, he is real learned, he is real pandit, he is real spiritual master. He is spiritual master. Yes, he is bona fide spiritual master, representative of Krishna, he is not different from Krishna. To achieve the perfection of life means to accept such a guru. Understand. To achieve perfection of human life means to accept such a guru who knows Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector, Krishna is my object of love. Do you understand? Krishna is the object of love. Who knows he is bona fide guru. To accept such a guru is to achieve success in human life. All right? He is vidwan, he is true learned person, pandit. He has equal vision. All right? Ranti Deva was such a person. He had developed equal vision. He sees what? Krishna Samandha, here is a Hari Samandhi Vastuna. Rather he saw everyone as part of Supreme Personality Godhead. Hari Samandhi Vastuna. Do you understand? Hari Samandhi Vastuna. Everything is related to Krishna. Your body is related to Krishna. To see that Krishna says, Jamang pasyati sarvatra. Sarvat sarvamsa mai pasyati. Tasyam na pranasyami. Satse me na pranasyati. One sees me everywhere and sees everything in me. He is not out of my sight. I am not out of his sight. He sees me, I see him. Such a person, complete Krishna conscious person, sees Krishna everywhere and sees everything in Krishna. Krishna is not out of his sight and he is not out of sight of Krishna. He sees Krishna and Krishna sees him. He is a real Pandit, learned, who sees Krishna Samandha. Hari Samandhi Vastuna. Everyone is part of the Supreme Personality Godhead. Hari Samandhi Vastuna. Do you follow? Krishna Samandha Darsana. To see relationship of Krishna. See breathing in Krishna means to see the relationship of Krishna. Everything, everybody is related to Krishna, isn't it? Mahadana says, Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Amara balite prabhu ar kichu nai. Amara balite prabhu ar kichu nai. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Mahajana, Mahatma, Mahapurush, Bhagavata Uttama, he sees Krishna everywhere and sees everything in Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is such a Mahatma. Mahapurush, he says, O Lord, there is nothing that I can say mind. Amar bolite prabhu ar kichu nai. O Lord, there is nothing I can say mind. Is there anything yours? Golak Vrindavan, nothing, nothing yours. Your body is not yours, so I'll take away your body, no grumbling. Ready, prepared. You are all witness, what he says. He cannot sue me in court. You are all witness, so many witness, hundreds of witness. Your body is yours. Whose body? The Krishna will take away your body. No grumbling. No? Get a sword. I'll cut off his head, take away his body. One is Krishna because he is not afraid of that. He is not afraid of it. Krishna wants to take away his property. It's his property, Krishna's property. He is the owner, he is the possessor. One was property is the proprietor. Have you any property? You have no property at all. You are property of Krishna, isn't it? You don't belong to yourself. I don't belong to myself. I belong to Krishna. You belong to Krishna. He belongs to Krishna. We are all Krishna's property. Huh? One who has property is a proprietor. Huh? Without property, how can one be proprietor? Huh? Everybody says, I am proprietor. This is my property. Home, earth, landed property, bank balance, this and that. Is yours? It's Christmas. This Mahajan says, Sadhu says, that's a fact. Krishna says also. Krishna also says that thing. Isn't it? Ishwar Das. What Krishna says? Bolo. Aṁ sarvasya prabhava. Matta sarvam pravartate idi matva bhajante mang buddha bhava samannita. Buddha, those who are really learned. Buddha means learned, pandit. Aṁ sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate idi matva bhajante mang buddha bhava samannita. Krishna, I am the source of all emanations. Isn't it? Everything has emanated from me. Krishna is the source of all emanations. Everything has emanated from Krishna. That means everything is Krishna's property. Isn't it? Krishna is the only proprietor. Upanishad says, Isavasyam idam sarvam. Upanishad says, Veda. Topmost person of Veda is called Upanishad. Isavasyam idam sarvam. Everything belongs to Isa, Supreme Lord. Whatever you see, find here in this universe material world, you should understand that everything belongs to Krishna, Isa, Supreme Lord. It's all His property. Everything has emanated from Him. Sarvasya prabhava matva sarvam pravartate. Iti matva bhajante mang buddha bhava samanita. Those are buddha learned, real learned pandit, they know it. In that mood, bhava, they do my bhajan. Bhajante iti matva bhajante mang buddha bhava samanita. In this mood, this bhava, that is loving mood. Loving mood, I am Krishna's. I am Krishna's property. I am Krishna's. This is Krishna's property. Yes. Ranti Deva saw Ibrahima as part of the Supreme Personal Godhead. Hari Samandhi Vastuna. Yes. This is relationship of Krishna. Do you understand? He never sees material relationship, bodily relationship, relationship Krishna. And here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Amar Balite Prabhu Ar Kishunai. Tumi Agupita Bandhu Bhai. Oh Lord, there's nothing I can say mine. Everything yours. You are my father. You are my mother. You are my friend. You are my brother. You are everything to me, Krishna. Sure. What father you want to go and see? Father, mother, where is she? She is not here. Not here? Where is that? Nagari. Nagari not here? Where is Nagari? Mahaprasad. Is he hearing my voice? So he writes to me, my father, mother comes to Calcutta, I'll go and see. What father, mother you want to see? Krishna is my father, Krishna is my mother. Real father and mother is Krishna. Real father and mother is Guru, who gives you Krishna. Inculcates Krishna consciousness unto you. Who gives prem bhakti as a lotus to Krishna. Chaitanya Mangal said, Sei se parama bandhu, Sei pita mata, Se parama bandhu, Sei pita mata, Sri कृष्ण च प्रणिजै प्रेमा भक्ति दाता श्री कृष्ण चरणिजै प्रेमा भक्ति दाता सकल जन्मे पिता माता सबै कृष्ण गुरु नहीं मिले भज हे कृष्ण गुरु नहीं मिले भज हे चैतन्य मंगल से परम बंधु से पिता माता श्री कृष्ण चरण जय प्रेम भक्ति दाता इज माय सुप्रीम फ्रेंड इज माय फादर एंड मदर Who gives prem bhakti at the lotus feet of Krishna? Understand? He is real father and mother. Guru is real father and mother who gives prem bhakti at lotus feet of Krishna. He is our supreme friend, he is our real father and mother. Sakal janme pita mata sat pai. Krishna guru nahi mile bhajai hiyai. Every birth you have father and mother. Isn't it? Without father and mother, you cannot have birth. Huh? But they are not real father and mother. Material father and mother, they give you material birth. Give you material body. Temporary. Huh? Subject to annihilation, death. Huh? They are not real father and mother, unreal father and mother. Material relationship. But daily relationship is not real relationship, temporary material relationship, subject to destruction. When body is destroyed, relationship is finished, gone, no more relation. Is there relationship? Huh? Is there? No. But our relationship with Krishna is eternal. Huh? Perfect, eternal, loving relationship. Our relationship with Krishna is perfect, eternal, loving relationship. Real. It's not temporary relationship. Material world, material relationship, body relationship, temporary. When body is finished, relationship is finished. One who inculcates Krishna consciousness unto you, One gives prem bhakti at the lotus feet of Krishna, that Guru is your real father, mother, is a supreme friend. Yes, is a real father and mother. But material father, mother, unreal father and mother. Huh? You understand? Being captured by Maya, covered up with ignorance. You are calling your unreal father and mother as father and mother. You're not calling the real father and mother and father and mother, huh? Isn't it? Huh? Unreal father and mother as father and mother is material. That not real father and mother. Unreal father and mother. Real father and mother is Krishna, real father and mother is Guru, who gives prem bhakti at lotus feet of Krishna. Yes. You should understand. One who knows, he is real Pandit, learn it. You understand? Is one samandha, one relationship. Bandhudara suta suta tavadasidas. Saita samandesa vama prayas. This is the only one samandha, one relationship. That is relationship with Krishna. You understand? Eh? Krishna samandha darsana. To see the relationship of Krishna. One who sees the relationship of Krishna, eternal, perfect, loving relationship is real. Pandit, learned Pandit person. He is Mahabhagavata. He is Mahabhagavata, Bhagavata Uttama. Do you understand? He sees Krishna only everywhere and sees relationship of Krishna, everything in Krishna. The Krishna's. Eh? Rantidev was such a Mahabhagavat. A grihastha who is a householder, he should develop such Krishna consciousness. He'll see everything Krishna's. Home and heart, Krishna's. Property, Krishna's. Yes. The relations of family members, they are all Krishna's servant and maid-servant. Gandhudhara, suta, suta, tapa, dasi, das, seita, samandesave, amar, prayas. O Lord, my friend, whom I say, my friend, he is your servant. Whom I say, my wife, O Lord, she is your maid-servant. Whom I say, my son, he is your servant. Whom I say, my daughter, she is your maid-servant. O Lord, everybody, your servant and maid-servant. They don't belong to me, they belong to you. This is the only relationship. Krishna samandhi vastuna, that relationship with Krishna. I want to establish that relationship. Perfect, eternal, perfect loving relationship. I want to establish that relationship. No bodily relationship, no material relationship. That will give you all suffering, all trouble. Yes. If you can't establish such perfect eternal loving relationship with Krishna, definitely you will suffer here. You face trouble, definitely. You understand? Those who have established the loving relations with Krishna, only see Krishna's das and dasi, Krishna's servant and maid-servants. Yes. He has established real relationship, perfect eternal loving relationship. For him no trouble is there. Yes, no trouble. Otherwise, trouble is there. You understand? This is the lesson, Hari Samandhi Vastuna. Dhanajan-grihastha, that is complete Krishna conscious grihastha. One should become complete Krishna conscious. Otherwise, he'll face trouble. He'll lament, he'll cry. Yes, I lost my hard-earned money. I lost my wife. I lost my son. I lost my daughter. Then he cries. Dashing head, cries, isn't it? But one who has established relations with Krishna, no, is Krishna's servant and maid-servant, not mine. Why will cry? Krishna nela nija jana. Sivas Pandit was such a grihastha, isn't it? Sivas Pandit, associate of Mahaprabhu, Gaura, Jana, such a grihastha. His son died. When there was Sankirtan going on in his courtyard, Mahaprabhu was doing Sankirtan. At that time his son died. He never becomes disturbed. He never became disturbed at all. Rather, when women started crying in the house, he went there and said, silly woman, stop crying, don't cry. Why are you crying, silly woman? Mahaprabhu, Kirtan will be disturbed. Stop, don't cry. He made them stop. No crying, yes. He never became disturbed at all. Because he sees Krishna Samanda, is Krishna's servant. Relationship with Krishna, Krishna's property. Krishna took his property, why shall I cry? Golok Vrindavan, why you cry? Your body will be taken away. Won't cry? You are a witness. You'll never cry. Bring a saw. Carpenter saw will cut him, saw. You'll never cry. Even a drop of tear will never fall. Isn't it? All right? Bring a saw. Saw. From the carpenter brings saw, then we'll cut him. Even a single drop will never fall. A drop of tear will never fall. It's Krishna's Why I'll cry? Is Krishna property? Krishna taking away his property, huh? Why shall I cry? Huh? Is Krishna's property and Krishna takes away his property? Why shall I cry? Huh? One was develops of consciousness, develops of dhijan, is real learned pandit. Huh? He never feels distressed. Huh? Was established Krishna samandha, relationship with Krishna. Huh? Dana jana grohdwar tamara boli arakkha kari ami matro. Seva kahiya, O Lord, home and heart. Huh? Property, bank balance, money, everything belongs to you. Family belongs to your family. I am just a caretaker. I am taking care of your family. This is complete Krishna conscious person. This should be the consciousness, and every grihastha should develop this consciousness. Then it's all right, otherwise they'll cry, they'll lament, they'll be distressed. Yes, yes. Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahajan says, so this is Krishna samandha, Krishna samandhi vastuna in Veda. Three tattvas are there. Veda speaks of three tattvas, samandha, vidheya, prayojana. Isn't it? Samandha, vidheya, prayojana, tattva. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, sixth chapter, you'll find and Bhagavan samandha bhakti avideya hoy Bhagavan samandha bhakti avideya hoy prema prayo janabede tini vastu koye prema prayo janabede tini vastu koye vedadi sokolo sase krishna mukhya samanna veda तार ज्ञाने अनुसंगे जाए माया बंधो तार ज्ञाने अनुसंगे मुख्य गौण वृत्ति किंबा नय व्यति रेके गौण वृत्ति किंबा বেদের প্রতিজ্ঞা কেবল কই কৃষ্ণকে বেদের প্রতিজ্ঞা কেবল কই কৃষ্ণকে ফাইন্ড আউট নো সিক্স চ্যাপ্টার মধ্যে লীলা ভগবান সম্বন্ধ বেদে ত্রিতত্ত্ব কইন বেদ ত্রিতত্ত্ব দ্বারা সম্বন্ধ বিধেয় প্রয়োজন relationship, samandha means relationship, Krishna is relationship, only relationship, Krishna, avideya bhakti, prayojana prema, you find? Yes.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continues, Supreme Personality of Godhead is the central point of all relationships.
Yes, central point of all relationship, yes.
Acting in devotional service to Him, one's real occupation.
That is bhakti avideya.
And the attainment of love of Godhead is the ultimate goal of life.
That is prema prayodana. Do you understand? Three tattvas. Veda speaks of three tattvas. Samandha, avideya, prayodana. Relationship, avideya, bhakti, devotion, now service. Then prayodana, requirement is love. Therefore Krishna Tribhanga Lalita. Krishna is three places, bent, do you understand? Why three places are bent? Because speaks of three tattvas, samandha, avideya, prayodana, understand? Therefore Krishna is three places, bent, understand? Parantapa, why three places bent? Because he speaks of three tattvas, Samanda Abhideya Prayodana. Samanda is Krishna, relationship is Krishna, Abhideya is Bhakti, Prayodana is Prema, Krishna Prema. Mahaprabhu says that thing. Vedadi Sakala Sastre, Krishna Mukhya Samanda, Tar Jnana Anusangidaya Maya Bandha. You find? Huh? No. Huh? In all Vedic literature, yes, Vedadi Sakala Sastre. Find out? Huh? No? Vedadi Sakala Sastre, Krishna Mukhya Samanda, Tar Jnana Anusange Daya Maya Bandha. All Vedic literature, Krishna is only relationship, chief relationship. Understand? Huh? Tar Jnana Anusange Daya Maya Bandha. If you get knowledge about Krishna, develop complete Krishna consciousness, acquire true knowledge, knowledge of Krishna is true knowledge, then you'll be free from the clutches of Maya. Do you understand? Huh? When you can understand, I am Krishna Das. Jiva Krishna Das, ehi viswasa karle tar dukkha nai Krishna. Krishna Das, bolo. Krishna Das, ehi viswas karle tar. Krishna Das, ehi viswas karle tar dukkha nai Krishna. Hari bolo bolo re jiva Krishna Das. Hari bolo. Hari bolo bolo re jiva Krishna Das. Radha Krishna bolo 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 re swai Radha. Radha Krishna bolo 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 re swai Radha. Kiche mayar bose jaccho beshe khaccho abu dubu bhai maya. Mayar bose jaccho beshe khaccho abu dubu bhai mayar. Hari bolo bolo re bhai mayar bose. Hari bolo bolo re bhai maya. Radha Krishna bolo 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 re sabai Radha Krishna bolo bolo re sabai. Radha Krishna bolo 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 re sabai Radha. Krishna bolo 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 re sabai Radha. Jiva Krishna Das hoye ei bishwas kar le to ar dukkho nai. Jiva Krishna Das hoye ei bishwas kar le to ar dukkho nai. Hari bolo bolo re jiva Krishna Das. Hari bolo Radha Krishna bolo 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 re swai Radha Krishna bolo 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 re swai Radha Radha Krishna bolo sange chalo ei matro bikashai Radha Krishna bolo sange chalo ei matro bikashai Radha Hari bolo bolo re Radha Krishna bolo Hari bolo bolo re Radha Krishna bolo Hari bolo bolo re Radha Krishna bolo 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 re sabai Radha Krishna Radha Krishna bolo 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 re sabai Radha Sakala bipada bhakti binada bolen jagano naam gai Sakala bipada bhakti binada bolen jagano naam gai Sakala bipada Hari bolo bolo re jai sakala bipada Hari bolo bolo re Hari bolo bolo re jai sakala bipada Hari bolo bolo Radha Krishna bolo 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 re swai Radha Krishna bolo 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 re swai Radha Krishna bolo 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 re swai নাই ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর, হ্যাঁ, নিচে মায়ার বসে যাচ্ছ বেশে খাচ্ছ হাবুডুবু ভাই, হরি বলো বলো রে ভাই মায়ার বসে, রাধা কৃষ্ণ বলো বলো সব, ও মাই ব্রাদার ইউ আর ফ্লোটিং ইন দিস ড্রেডফুল ওশেন অফ ম্যাটেরিয়ালিস্টিক এক্সিস্টেন্স, ইন দিস ইলিউজরি ওয়ার্ল্ড, ফ্লোটিং ইন দিস dreadful ocean of materialistic existence, and I've been drowning, 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 isn't it? Huh? But I tell you, my brother, Jiva Krishna Das Aibisar Kalletar Dukkanai, you should understand. Jiva is Krishna Das, is servant of Krishna, eternal servant. Completely put faith in this statement, strong faith, unflinching faith. Jiva is eternal servant of Krishna. I am eternal servant of Krishna. If you have strong faith, unflinching faith in it, no more suffering, no more suffering. Huh? Understand? No more suffering, no more suffering. Suffering gone, finished forever. Huh? You understand? So Mahajana says, Sadhu says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Radha Krishna bolo, Sange chalo, ei matra bhikkha chai. Beggar, I am a beggar. Yes, I am a beggar, isn't it? I am Tridandi bhikkhu. I am Tridandi sannyasi. Bhikkhu means beggar. I am begging this arm. Radha Krishna bolo sangye chalo. Utter Radha Krishna and come with me. This is the arm I beg from you. Are you prepared? Prepare. Huh? Everybody prepare? Radha Krishna bolo sangye chalo. Ehi matra vikya chai. This is the only arm I am begging from you. Adar Radha Krishna and come with me. I am run, follow me to Golok Vrindavan. Can you follow me? Run there? Huh? Golok Vrindavan? Or you stop somewhere? Or you stop somewhere? Huh? And run with me? I'll run to Golok Vrindavan. Can you follow me? Run there. Not stop anywhere. Maya will appear. Hey, Golok Vrindavan, where are you going? Then Golok Vrindavan stops. Oh. Hey, where is Golok Vrindavan? Oh, he stopped. Maya stopped. He stopped. Isn't it? Won't stop? No. Can you overcome Maya? Very good. This is Mahatma Mahapurusha Bhaktivinoda Thakur song, very nice song, huh? In Veda there are three tattvas, samanda, avidhaya, prayodana. Relationship is Krishna, avidhaya is bhakti, prayojana requirement is prema. Vedadi sakala shastre krishna mukhya samanda tar gyane anusange jay maya baddha. You find? Bolo.
In all revealed scriptures, beginning with the Vedas, central point of attraction is Krishna.
Central point of attraction is Krishna, not maya. Maya is not point of attraction. Huh? Whom are you attracted? Golok Vrindavan. Huh? Ugly is Maya. Then now he says, I won't stop. Maya. Ugly is Maya is attracted. Now you are saying, I won't stop. I won't stop. I'll follow you. Maya will stop you. You are attracted ugly with Maya. Central point of attraction is Krishna. Huh? Rambija, central point of attraction is Krishna. Why? Why are you lamenting? Huh? Why are you lamenting? He is lamenting. The whole life lamenting, my life is useless, my life is useless. Why are you lamenting, Baba? Yes, central point of attraction is Krishna, all beautiful Krishna. Yeah.
When complete knowledge of Him is realized, the bondage of Maya, the illusory energy, is
finished.
Automatically broken.
Finished. Why lamenting? Complete knowledge of Krishna. If you gain complete knowledge of Krishna, that's bondage. Material bondage of Maya is gone, finished. Then one becomes very happy, jolly, blissful. Dance! It's cut off now, completely cut off. But lamenting is lamenting. Oh, such a fool, lamenting. Not becoming blissful, joyful, not dancing, lamenting. Such a fool. And Maya's bondage is cut off, one should become blissful, joyful and dance. Yes. Very nice. Dance. মুখ্য গৌণ প্রতি কিংবা অন্য ব্যতি রেখে বেদের প্রতিজ্ঞা কেবল কহে কৃষ্ণকে
directly
or indirectly, yes.
Ultimate declaration of Vedic knowledge points to Lord Krishna.
Yes, points to Lord Krishna only. Only Krishna is chief relationship, only relationship. Complete Krishna conscious person sees that relationship. Hari Sambandhi Vastana and Ranti Deva was such a person. Whenever a guest appears, he sees Krishna. Yes, Krishna. He sees Krishna in him, therefore whatever he has, he gives everything to all I take. It's Krishna's property. Take it. Yes, never laments. Never becomes disturbed at all. This is Krishna Samandha. You follow? Krishna Samandha. And every living entity is related to Krishna. That is Krishna's. They are Krishna's. Do you understand? If somebody can see this relationship with Krishna, if a living entity is related to Krishna, that is Krishna's jiva. And Krishna, who is the object of love. The Krishna's jiva means it's loving. What is the question of hatred? Liking and disliking. Krishna is the only object of love. Krishna is the central point of attraction. It's Krishna's jiva. He is Krishna's jiva. Because every jiva is related to Krishna, isn't it? See, such vision, that is equal vision. If one who develops that vision, he sees his Krishna's jiva, therefore he loves every jiva. There is no question of hatred, liking and disliking, raga dvesa. This is our philosophy, Vaishnava philosophy, Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. This is teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then he develops, he becomes merciful towards all jiva. Merciful, do you understand? Jive daya. Jive daya name ruchi Vaishnava achar. This is Vaishnava achar. Vaishnava's dealings, Vaishnava behavior. He is very merciful to all living entities and he develops taste in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. A Vaishnava, who is a Vaishnava, real Vaishnava, Krishna conscious person, complete Krishna conscious person, who sees Krishna everywhere, sees everything in Krishna, sees relationship of Krishna, only one relationship. Do you understand? He becomes merciful to one and all, to all jivas, because all jivas are related to Krishna. Understand? Every living entity is related to Krishna, yes. It's Krishna's, yes. Do you understand? In that relationship, that mood, he engages himself in serving Krishna. Do you understand? Krishna Samandha. He is such broad-hearted person. not narrow-minded, broad-hearted, because he sees only Krishna Samanda. Every living entity he sees, oh, he's Krishna's. Krishna, who is my most beloved. Krishna, who is the object of love, he is his. Huh? How is it be that you'll develop some hatred towards a living entity? Can you? When one sees Krishna Samanda, relationship with Krishna, you cannot develop hatred to any living entity. Rather, you'll become very, per se, loving, compassionate towards such, love and compassion. Develop love and compassion towards such living entity, because it's Krishna's. Krishna, who is my most beloved. Krishna, who is my object of love. This is our philosophy, Vaishnava philosophy. This is Mahabhagavata. He is true Vaishnava, he is true Krishna conscious person. He is merciful to all living entities. Because this is Krishna Samanda, lessons with Krishna. Krishna who is the object of love. He loves one who has developed love for Krishna. Only he can love one and all, because this is Krishna Samanda, relationship with Krishna. He is Krishna's. Krishna is my object of love, because he is Krishna, therefore I love him. There is no question of hatred, and no question of liking and disliking. This is Vaishnava philosophy. Krishna is there in my heart, a super soul, and I see Krishna there in the heart of the living entity also. So, equal vision. And is related to Krishna. Perfect, eternal, loving relationship with Krishna. Nitya Samanda. And Krishna Prema, Prayodana, requirement is Krishna Prema. The goal of our life is to develop Krishna Prema. One who develops Krishna Prema, he loves one and all. He sees Krishna Samanda, he sees relationship with Krishna, Krishna Jiva. How can he hate? There is the question of hatred. No. One who sees outer body, there is liking and disliking. Yes, I am Indian, he is Indian, Indian body, like. Yes, Western body, American body, hatred. Hey, Western American, get out. But one who sees Krishna Samanda, relations with Krishna, yes. Krishna's jiva, he is Krishna's. Krishna, who is my most beloved, Krishna is my object of love, then he loves one and all. Then no question of liking and disliking and hatred. He is Mahabhagavata Bhagavata Tama. This is Krishna Prema Jiva Swabhava. This is the nature of a Mahabhagavata. Because he has developed Krishna Prema, the love of Krishna. He loves one and all. Because he is his relationship of Krishna. He is Krishna Jiva. Understand my point? So, such a person, Vaishnava, sadhu, is always engaged in doing good to all living entities. Yes, only he can do good to all living entities, because they are Krishna's. It's Krishna's. Otherwise, who can do all good to all living entities? Only he does good to him and his bodily relations. And he is envious of others. Envious person. The Vaishnava is not envious. Because he sees Krishna Samanda. He has such vision, equal vision. He sees everywhere Krishna and everything related to Krishna. That is the vision of a Vaishnava. So he is engaged in all welfare activity for all living entities. Atma Kalyana. You see, Hardas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu, they are such Mahatmas, Mahapurushas, they develop such Krishna consciousness, they see only Krishna Samanda. Nityananda Prabhu was bidden by Jagai Madhai, you see. Still, he was not disturbed at all. He didn't curse them. No. Rather, he embraced them. So my brother, please chant Hare Krishna. Maar khaya prem diya. Eman Prabhu kodhaya chhe. Is there such Prabhu like Nityananda? Who? What is vision? Because if this Krishna Samanda is Krishna Jiva. He is covered up with dense darkness, ignorance. Therefore he acts in this way. His heart bleeds seeing such fallen condition of Jiva, Krishna Jiva. Covered up with dense dark ignorance, devoid of true knowledge, devoid of true consciousness, pure consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Therefore he deals with, behaves in such a way, acts in such a way. If somehow I can inculcate Krishna consciousness and creep, if you'll be endowed with true knowledge, true consciousness, you'll never behave in such a way. This is the heart of a Mahabhagavata, like Nityananda Prabhu Haridas Thakur. Though beaten, though harassed, though persecuted, still they are not disturbed. Rather, they shower mercy upon those passengers, isn't it? And get them, their heart is so loving, mood is there, so compassion is there. There's a compassionate heart. This is complete Krishna conscious person, Mahabhagavata Vaishnava, like Haridas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu. Do you understand? Nityananda Prabhu gave prema. Though beaten by Jagai Madhai, still he showed mercy upon them and gave prema. Then Jagai Madhai, such most sinful persons, they develop Krishna prema. Then prema bhakta. You see, this is Mahabhagavata, this is Vaishnava, who sees relationship of Krishna and he sees Krishna everywhere, and relationship of Krishna, you understand? One who offers worship to Krishna with this mood, Krishna becomes very much pleased with him, very much pleased with him. Without this mood, your so-called offering worship to Krishna will never please him. Understand my language? Yes. This is the secret here. Secret of your devotional service. Those who are, you see, those who are covered up with this dense darkness, ignorance, they may use harsh words to you. Yes. They use harsh words to you. Yes. They may call bad names to you, ill names to you, yes, but to those who are Mahatma, Mahabhagavata, they shower mercy upon them. They shower mercy, because these persons are devoid of true consciousness, true knowledge. Therefore they behave like this, they act like this. You understand? The example set up by Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was beaten by Pasandis. Pasandis dragged him in 22 bazaars. His flesh came out, bone came out, still. He was not angry at all. He didn't curse them, no. Sudarshan Chakra was running. Krishna cannot tolerate because he such a dear devotee is harassed, persecuted. The devotee Vaishnava is tolerant, he is tolerant, but Krishna cannot tolerate. The Sudarshan Chakra is running, but immediately Haridas Thakur offered prayer. Please, O Jagadishwara, O Lord of Universe, O Jagannath, O Krishna, please, O Gopijana Vallabha, please, excuse them. They don't know what they are doing, because they are devoid of true knowledge, devoid of true consciousness. They are covered up with dense darkness, ignorance. Therefore they are doing. They don't know what they are doing. They don't know. So this is real mercy, you see. Sour mercy. Then Sudarshan Chakra returned. This is complete Krishna conscious person. This is Mahatma Mahapurusha. This is real Vaishnava. Real Vaishnava. He understands this thing and he tolerates everything. He tolerates everything. Nityananda Babu tolerated the heating of Jagai Madhai. They hit his forehead with broken pieces of liquor pot, but his bleeding was there, he tolerated. Haridas Thakur was persecuted, he tolerated. Therefore, Mahaprabhu Sikhya Taror Eva Saishnana, be as tolerant as tree. This is Vaishnava. He develops such power of tolerance, he chants, always chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. He is tolerant as tree, thereby he developed power of tolerance. If you are not chanting, not doing bhajan, not doing kirtan, you cannot develop power of tolerance. And does bhajan kirtan, he develops power of tolerance. This Mahaprabhu is to be as tolerant as tree. Do you understand? They are our only well-wishing friends. Though we harass them, though we use harsh words to them, though we sometimes hurt them, eat them, still they tolerate and shower their mercy upon us. Suppose, after instruction you tolerate all these things. If they are used harsh words towards you, tolerate. You Vaishnava, if you are a Vaishnava, you tolerate. Yes, tolerate. They are devoid of true knowledge, true consciousness. Therefore they are using harsh words, they are speaking ill of you. You tolerate it. Example is the son. A little son, you see, father, loving father, and there is a boil. One of the limbs of his son. You understand, son is crying day and night because boil is there. Then that needs operation. He calls doctor. Doctor draws out his knife to cut it. The son says, hey, it's coming to cut me. Then son uses all abusive words towards his father. You rascal father, what are you doing? You are cutting me, kicking him. But father tolerates and curses it. That is good to him. All right. Now he is is devoid of knowledge, small child only. Therefore he uses such harsh words to me and kicking me. But I am doing good to him. Similarly, this person is demons, they are devoid of true knowledge, true consciousness. When we go there to preach science of Krishna consciousness in Calcutta, Krishna consciousness, they act inimical towards us. Put him into prison. Yes, isn't it? Why are you in? No entrance to our country. Get out from here. Illegal entrance. Put him into prison. Harass. And Vaishnava tolerates. Yes, they are devoid of true knowledge. I am going to do good to him, Baba. If you are Krishna conscious, forever his suffering is gone. He is suffering life after life. And Vaishnava tolerates. This is Vaishnava. Krishna Dasa. Yes. Is Krishna Jiva? Was he devoid of true knowledge? True consciousness? Therefore, he is behaving like that. Vaishnava tolerates. So this is our dharma, nitya dharma, eternal dharma, to develop love and affection towards one and all, because they are all related to Krishna. Krishna, who is object of my love, who is most beloved, who is my ishta, who is my supreme lord. Yes, he is related to Krishna Samanda. He sees relationship with Krishna. So this prema, this love towards jiva, acts in two ways. Do you understand? Acts in two ways. How? Those who are Vaishnava, sadhu. So, real sadhu Vaishnava develops brotherhood Do you understand? Devil is brotherhood. He is my brother. He is sadhu, he is Krishna conscious person, he is Vaishnava, I am person, Vaishnava. That's he develops this. The love acts in two ways. First, another Vaishnava, Krishna conscious person, sadhu, pre-pure sadhu, Vaishnava, develops brotherhood towards him. You understand? And those who are asadhu, non-devotee, devoid of Krishna consciousness, he showers mercy on him. So love of Krishna acts in two ways. Understand my language? Understand? Brotherhood towards another Vaishnava and mercy towards a non-devotee. That love acts in two ways. Therefore, this Vaishnava samsara, from Vaishnava community, let all this enviousness, hatred, done away with forever, be driven out forever, no place there. Where is the question of enviousness in the community of Vaishnavas? Those who see Krishna samanda, relationship with Krishna, those who accept Krishna as the object of love, and every living entity is related to Krishna, so they develop love to one and all. There is love. Where is the question of enviousness? Vaishnava is therefore non-envious. He is envious, he is not a Vaishnava, he is a demon in guise of Vaishnava. A demon in the guise of Vaishnava is envious. You should understand. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's statement. And he hopes, let this enviousness, hatred, forever be driven out from the community of Vaishnavas, society of Vaishnavas. Prabhupada, my revered spiritual master, he also has said, he said, I set up this society for Krishna consciousness. This is society of Vaishnavas. Let there be no envy at all in this society. This will be an exemplary society where there will be no envy at all. That is his purpose. That is his purpose. Therefore he set up this society for Krishna consciousness. If enviousness goes on, then will he be happy? Because his purpose is not fulfilled. He'll become very, very unhappy. What is going on? Only enviousness, no love. No love. All enviousness and hatred. What is this? It is not society of Vaishnavas. This is non-Vaishnavas. Yes. It is not exemplary society. So this will be an exemplary society where there will be no envy at all. Yes. Understand? This is Prabhupada's statement. You are going to celebrate his centennial? 100 birth centenary. So fulfill this, then you'll be really happy. Yes, unless you do it. What is the value of your so many programs, doing so many programs, so many things, but the real purpose is not solved? Understand my language. You'll never be happy at all. You'll be happy if you can set up an exemplary society, a real society of Vaishnavas, so there is no envy at all. All will love one another. Yes. Because the loving relationship, Krishna is object of love, and everybody has perfect loving relationship with Krishna. Establish that relationship, then they will love. Understood? Then there are real Vaishnava, real Krishna conscious society. Lord will be happy. His dear devotee, founder Acharya, Prabhupada will be happy. Everybody will be happy. Thank you very much.
What is the result of that? What is the result of that worship, that those who study this sacred conversation?
Worship Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that those who study Bhagavad Gita, they worship me by their intelligence.
Yes.
What is the result of that?
Intelligence means pure intelligence. Pure intelligence comes from Krishna. Understand? Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter. Tesaṁ sattva juktānaṁ bhadatāṁ pridipurvakam dadāmi buddhi jogam tam jena māṁ upajanti te. Those who offer worship to me with love, priti, pridipurvakam, do you understand? It's constantly attached to me. Never forgets me for a moment. Constantly attached. With love and affection, those who offer worship to me, I give him pure intelligence. So, that is intelligence. Comes from Krishna. Pure intelligence, true intelligence, understand? Yes, and Krishna says, with that intelligence you offer worship. All right?
Yes.
So,
Why did Lord Chaitanya ask Madai for all his sinful activities?
Huh?
Lord Chaitanya asked Madai for all his sinful activities. There's a pastime. Lord Chaitanya is asking, he's begging, you also give me all your sinful activities.
Yes.
Why is that?
You can observe everything. You just surrender. You just obey my order. Engage yourself in this bhajan. Loving service to Krishna. Then I'll take away all your antansara pape bhyamukhishyam. Yes. Gita Krishna says, sarva-dharmān paityajya māmekum saraṇam braja antansara pape bhyamukhishyam māsucha. Abandon all bhraja dharma, just surrender unto me. This is the only dharma, one dharma. Surrender unto Krishna. Complete surrender. Unconditional surrender. Do you understand? Not partial. Not conditional. Not... what say? Artificial. Do you understand? True surrender, complete surrender, unconditional surrender. That is, Krishna becomes so much pleased that whatever sinful activity is there, Krishna will take away, purify, destroy everything. Don't fear. Māsūca, don't fear. Yes. Fearlessly you surrender. You surrender fearlessly. Yes. But you are fearful. You are fearful. If I surrender to Krishna, then my father will kick me out. Get out from here. Then you are fearful. My father is kicking me out. How can I surrender? How can I develop Krishna consciousness? How can I become Krishna? My father is kicking me out. He said, get out from... I won't give you food. I won't give you money. I won't give you any assistance. Get out from here. You are fearful. But Krishna says, Māsūca, don't be fearful. Fearlessly surrender. I'll take care of you. Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector. One understands this thing, one has accepted it, firm faith. Why will we be fearful? Who maintains me? Krishna is my maintainer. Krishna is my protector. My father is not my maintainer. My father is not protector. Father kicks me out. Yeah. But Krishna will never kick you out. Complete surrender unto him. One has firm faith instead of me. He surrenders. Then he cuts off all his relations, so-called father and son relationship, brother and brother relationship, husband and wife relationship, friend and friend relationship. He cut off these all material relations, cut off. Only one relationship, Krishna. Krishna is my father, Krishna is my mother, Krishna is my friend, Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector, Krishna is everything to me. Best. I am Krishna, Krishna is mine. This is complete Krishna consciousness. Yes. He is fearless, he is fearless. He's taken shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, away from Aravinda. Krishna's lotus feet is such a place where there is no fear at all. No fear. Isn't it? He is a fearless person. Not afraid of any situation. He is fearless. Krishna's lotus feet. He has taken shelter at lotus feet of Krishna. It's a place where there is no fear, no lamentation, no death. Abhaya Ashoka Murtirastha Tomar Charanandaya Tahate Khana Vishram Labhyan Salilu Bhaver Bhoy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung like that. Huh? Oh Lord, your two lotus feet is such a place. There is no fear, no lamentation, no death. Now taking shelter at your lotus feet, I am free from all material fears. No lamentation there, I am free. I am not afraid of death also, I am not afraid of death. Because there is no death in place of deathlessness. Death cannot frighten him. A person who has completely taken shelter, lotus feet, Krishna, I mean death, cannot frighten him. Jamaraj will never approach him in dream, Jamaraj will never approach. He's such a fearless person. Why will he be afraid? But you are afraid. Oh. My father kicks me out. Yeah. My father will not maintain me now. My father will never give me money now. I have no home. I am homeless now. Is he home for you? Come and take shelter here. Krishna's home? Yes. What more home you, greater home you want? So great home. That was Prabhupada has created such a home where whole world will take shelter. Why you are homeless? Thinking, I am homeless. My father kicked me out. Get out from my home. But Krishna is such a father, he'll never kick you out. Your so-called father, material father, not real father, he may kick you out. He understands Krishna and acquires true knowledge about Krishna. And then he becomes fearless. He's a real jnani, real learned, pandit. Yes.